this time on, if any man would have fellowship with us, let him assume the obligations of sonship and follow me. And when I am no more with you, think not that the world will treat you better than it did your master. If you love me, prepare to prove this affection by your willingness to make the supreme sacrifice. And mark well my words, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners. The Son of Man came not to be ministered to, but to minister and to bestow his life as the gift for all. I declare to you that I have come to seek and to save those who are lost. No man in this world now sees the Father except the Son, who came forth from the Father. But if the Son be lifted up, he will draw all men to himself. And whosoever believes this truth of the combined nature of the Son shall be endowed with life that is more than age abiding. We may not yet proclaim openly that the Son of Man is the Son of God, but it has been revealed to you. Wherefore do I speak boldly to you concerning these mysteries? Though I stand before you in this physical presence, I came forth from God the Father. Before Abraham was, I am. I did come forth from the Father into this world as you have known me, and I declare to you that I must presently leave this world and return to the work of my Father. And now can your faith comprehend the truth of these declarations in the face of my warning you that the Son of Man will not meet the expectations of your fathers as they conceived the Messiah? My kingdom is not of this world. Can you believe the truth about me in the face of the fact that, though the foxes have holes and the birds of heaven have nests, I have not where to lay my head? Nevertheless, I tell you that the Father and I are one. He who has seen me has seen the Father. My Father is working with me in all these things. And he will never leave me alone in my mission, even as I will never forsake you when you presently go forth to proclaim this gospel throughout the world. And now have I brought you apart with me and by yourselves for a little while, that you may comprehend the glory and grasp the grandeur of the life to which I have called you, the faith adventure of the establishment of my Father's kingdom in the hearts of mankind, the building of my fellowship, of living association with the souls of all who believe this gospel.